Test 78, Section 3, Question 23. And this is asking us for what would be helpful in evaluating the argument. This is one that could either strengthen or weaken, so it's one that needs to go either way. It says, because of the parking area directly in front of the building was closed for maintenance today, I was late for my meeting. So because it was closed for maintenance, I was late. If the maintenance had been done on a different day, I would have gotten to the meeting on time. So if it had been done on a different day, I would have made it on time. After finding out that I could not park in that area, it took me 15 minutes to find an available parking space, making me a few minutes late. So in this case, the conclusion of the argument is really the second sentence. And it's kind of the combination of the first and second, but it's saying, because it was closed, I was late. So if it had been done on a different day, I would have gotten to the meeting on time. So basically, without the maintenance, I would have been on time. That's our conclusion. The evidence is, because of the maintenance, I was late. After I found out I couldn't park, it took me 15 minutes. So this is one where I sort of went, well, I don't know. I need anything that's going to say, would the author have still been on time if they hadn't had the maintenance? So, which is helpful. So A says, what are the reasons for performing maintenance on the parking area? We don't really care about the reasons. We just care whether or not the author would have been on time in the absence of the maintenance. Were any other meeting attendees also late? We really don't care about other meeting attendees. It's just about whether or not this author or this business person would have been on time. What are the parking patterns in the building's vicinity on days when the parking area in front is open? That's getting closer, but I'm not sure that the parking patterns are really necessarily going to be really relevant. We just need to know, would that person have been on time? So C is better than A or B, but I don't love it. Then D, does the business person have a tendency to be late? Well, we don't really care about the tendency to be late. We just care about whether or not they would have been late on this particular day. So I don't like D at all. And was it particularly important that the business person not be late? Well, we actually don't really care about the importance of the meeting. And so C is our best answer. It's one that I didn't love when I first read it, but this is a case of just you didn't have a lot of others. And C is the most relevant because what are the parking patterns in the vicinity on days when the parking area in front of the building is open? Well, yeah, because that might tell us whether or not that person would have been on time without the maintenance. It's very vague and open. That's why I didn't love it at first, but it is the most relevant of the options we have and therefore the best answer.